Students and faculty have all returned to the St. Paul School campus in Concord, just weeks after a former student was convicted of statutory rape for having sex with a then 15-year-old freshman girl. During the trial, Owen LaBrie's lawyer told the jury how the sexual encounter was part of the so-called tradition known as the senior salute. Although the trial has ended, what happened back in 2014 still lingers on campus. But as NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, getting a sense of how students are responding and how the school has addressed the incident has been near to impossible.
Dorms are full again, and on afternoons you can see students walking across the campus dressed for practice as many gear up for the fall athletic season. It looks like a typical start to a new school year. But the first weeks of classes come nearly a month after a trial put the school on the front page of newspapers and on the national news. So it's clearly on the minds of students and parents, but it's tough to know exactly how. During and after the trial, NHPR sent nearly a dozen requests for comment from the school, asking to get in touch with administrators or current students and families. All were denied. And the school has explicitly advised students to not speak to the press. But we did find Hannah Chan, who graduated from St. Paul's in May and is now a freshman at Georgetown University. Chan says she has remained in close contact with her friends back at St. Paul's and says they tell her everyone on campus is just trying to get past this incident by focusing on their studies and extracurricular activities.
It's really busy in the fall. There's things every day. There's a bunch of varsity sports going on. Like, people are busy, but that's going to be lingering in the air.
We do know the school has sent out numerous emails to the St. Paul's community advising parents as well as current and former students that this so-called senior salute was never permitted by the school and that it will continue to prevent such incidents from ever happening in the future. A recent email reads that last year the school, quote, pledged that we would use this case and the issues raised by it to learn more about ourselves and to make our school better, but stressed that, quote, the topics raised by the trial had been an area of focus for the school for some time. The issue came up in the trial, and in detailing the sexual culture at St. Paul's, the defense pointed to a tradition they said had been going on for decades and even blamed the school for not stopping it. Here is defendant Owen LaBrie's attorney, J.W. Carney, right after the verdict was read.
This kind of tradition can only be mischievous, can only lead to problems, and it's shocking to me that the senior salute has been allowed to continue on this long. It's time for St. Paul's to get rid of it.
In written statements, the school acknowledged that it knew about this so-called senior salute a year before the incident, but would not elaborate on what the school did to address it prior to May of 2014. After the incident, the school brought in speakers to talk about issues surrounding sexual assault, as well as working to develop a new bystander intervention training, which has been widely praised by advocates. The email also stated how the school has sought advice and guidance from a team of public health professionals to help improve their prevention programs. But for schools, it's a tricky position to be in. Massachusetts lawyer William Hannum has advised dozens of independent schools across the country on how to respond and move forward from sexual assault allegations. Hannum says when it comes to this issue, schools should be as transparent as possible, but adds that when civil lawsuits could be in the pipeline, that may not be so easy.
Persuading a school that, you know, they should figure out what the facts are and deal with it, you know, openly and take it head on is a lot easier said than done when people are threatening to sue a school for, you know, tens of millions of dollars or more.
Currently, no lawsuits against the school have been filed. But this campus culture isn't unique to St. Paul's. According to New Hampshire's 2013 Youth Risk Behavior Study, nearly 6% of all high schools say they have been physically forced to have sex with someone without their consent, and more than 10% say they were forced to do sexual things by someone they were dating. Local prep schools such as Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts, and Phillips Exeter Academy in Exeter have also sent out similar emails to their communities outlining how they will better combat sexual assault. For Andover, the initiatives include changing certain policies on sexual assault and limiting when students can visit one another's bedrooms. And for Exeter, officials say the school plans to adopt a new bystander intervention program. Robert Eckstein, a UNH professor who studies prevention of sexual violence and relationship abuse in high schools, says the spotlight around this incident provides an opportunity for many schools to take a second look at their policies.
I always like to approach sexual assault like any other kind of health problem or community health problem in that if you are going to work to prevent it, you want to use things that have been demonstrated to be effective.
And when it comes to prevention, research shows that dosage matters. Bianca Monroe, an education coordinator at the Crisis Center of Central New Hampshire, says sexual assault education needs to be incorporated into the curriculum throughout the school year to really have a lasting effect.
We also recognize that this is going to be a multitude of resources. We can't just come in once and expect the culture to change. We have to incorporate students because they need to be the ones presenting the messages. Because students listen to other students.
Last year alone, the Crisis Centers visited and spoke at 47 out of the state's 124 high schools. St. Paul's was not one of them. Hannah Chan, like many of her former classmates on social media, stand by the school and says since the 2014 incident, St. Paul's has addressed this so-called culture and that the trial only reopened old wounds that have already healed.
I think the reason so many people from St. Paul's have kind of been really outraged at the media response is because they feel like the image that has been portrayed is one that is not current.
Although the school has not been very open to outsiders, Chan says after the incident, the school was in constant communication with students to make sure such behavior would not be tolerated. And last fall, the school changed certain policies, such as restricting access to on-campus buildings late at night, and added a line in its student handbook that explicitly states that any participation in any game of sexual conquest would be grounds for expulsion. This Saturday, during Alumni Weekend, St. Paul's will be holding a special Q&A with the rector and president of the Board of Trustees, as well as a panel discussion with students to address how the school can, quote, take actions to provide a healthy educational experience for our students. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.